It's our public hearings. The key word was quietly, okay? Quietly. Thank you. Quietly. Okay. That concludes our public hearing. So referring back to our first public hearing, which was ordinance 24-04. Ms. Wingate, what's your pleasure since?
Any more discussion on this before I defer?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to ordinance 24-04, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance 24-04 to give the commission more time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, our next public hearing was change of zone number 2001 Bellmead Farm LLC. I'm sorry.
So circling back on the question about the notification to the school district, nowadays in 2025, there's two specific email addresses for Cape Henlopen that we use for the superintendent and the supervisor of transportation. To ensure that those two people have been specifically notified, I would request, Mr. Chairman, that we leave the record open to allow staff to specifically send emails to those two people.
That's what you want to do.
Thank you. Any other discussion before we defer?
Nope.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, regarding change of zone 2001 Bellmead Farms LLC, I move that we defer decision pending receipt of input from the Cape and Henlopen School District.
Let me make a suggestion on how to word that. So the record will be held open for notification of two specific addresses by planning and zoning staff at the Cape Henlopen School District with 10 business days to respond. No, we're not done yet. 10 business days to respond. Do you think that's enough time for the school district, or do they need more?
10 business days, that's 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Could the record be left open for 10 business days for the school district to comment on this application, and then the record be left open for an additional 10 business days for written public comment regarding the school district's comments only.
So moved.
I second the motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2001, Bellmead Farm LLC, leaving the record open as described in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
One update, if I may, Mr. Chairman, just some future planning looking ahead into the month of May. So for the first Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in May is May 7th, I believe, off the top of my head. Staff are exploring a change in a series of applications that would probably require an earlier start time that day. And I'm working to ensure that the chambers are clear of appeals that day in relation to reassessment. We are thinking of starting at 12. It would help, and you don't need to get back to me today, but it would be helpful to know if all five commissioners are available at noon.
May 7th at 12? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why are we doing this?
The hearings scheduled or planned to be scheduled for that day will probably necessitate a longer meeting. So to ensure you're not here until 9 p.m., we're suggesting we start early.
How long are we talking about, though?
I can tell you the applications if you want to know what they are.
Sure. Okay.
So we are working on the Cool Spring applications, which are a series of applications.
Okay,
on the
that's what it is.
Okay. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Should we book a hotel accommodation for that one?
Please tell me.
12's pushing.
It works for me. I mean, that's to this. Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine for me.
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Great. All right, anything else?
Can I just ask, just because it's 8:42, and I know I'm going to forget that. Can you ask staff to send out an email on that tomorrow if you
weekend.
Can?
Thank you.
Good point.
Speaking for myself.
Understood. I get it. All right, any other comments?
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, close the public hearing.